Sarah. Last year, we saw the Affinity trial, and that was also around the time that neratinib was approved as post-adjuvant therapy, so we wanted to see where we are kind of a year later. So we presented this case, a 2.5 centimeter node-negative tumor that was ER-negative, and it looks like the audience is kind of split about whether or not to use pertuzumab in this situation. When we asked the faculty about this, most people would use pertuzumab, Angelo being the only one who doesn't. So I'll start with Sarah. And also we asked about post-adjuvant neratinib. And as is often the case when we poll people, when we say ER negative, they say no. When we say ER positive, they think about using neratinib. Sarah, what prompts you to include pertuzumab in this node-negative situation?
Yeah, it's a tough call, and I really could have gone either way. And certainly in the clinic setting, I think this would require a balanced discussion. I am compelled by the neoadjuvant data that show at least an improvement in path CR with the two antibodies combined with the chemotherapy regimen. The Affinity did seem to show some preferential benefit in the ER negative subset. If this is a very healthy 65-year-old woman who wants to be aggressive, I think TCHP is a good regimen. If she were to run into febrile neutropenia or diarrhea during treatment with this, which a not insignificant number of patients do, I would pull back on the pertuzumab and drop that first.